Collision Low Crossers is a new book from author Nicholas Davidoff about the New York Jets' 2011 season. He spent an entire year with the team, and the result is a perspective rarely seen from America's favorite sport. He spent a football Sunday in a bar with NPR's Mike Pesca talking about the Jets and how this book came to be.
Molly Pitcher's Ale House, Upper East Side of Manhattan. Most of the fans sipping their Bloody Marys and scarfing down brunch burritos are New York Jets fans. As such, they bemoan the drop passes, they praise the big hits, they focus their attention when the quarterback connects with the receiver. Nicholas Davidoff knows that fans glimpse but a sliver.
One of the things I most liked about it was that the public, and I as a member of the public, are watching something that on some small level we understand what the results are, but what's really happening, it's all process and we have no idea of the process.
So we settle in as the game is about to start. As I begin to interview him, I say, listen, if this is a blowout, by no means do you have to stay. Davidoff says, oh, I would never miss a minute. The game is about to kick off.
Buffalo has won the toss. They've deferred to the second half. Rex Ryan, his fifth year as the head coach of the Jets.
It was Rex Ryan who first interested Davidoff, a casual football fan. Ryan was brash, funny, loud, and huge. Davidoff would soon come to see him as the most inspirational person he'd ever met. But it wasn't necessarily football that Davidoff, a Pulitzer Prize finalist, was drawn to. He writes stories about outsiders who join established institutions and come to affect the culture. Country stars, the topic of one of Davidoff's books, fall into that category. So do CIA agents, who Davidoff compares to football people in that they're resigned to living in a world thought to be understood by outsiders, but which is actually obscured. And that's how Davidoff saw his role here, to demystify. The players may be mountainous, but they've seldom been fleshed out. And the coaches, especially the assistants, well, they're the guys who fans blame for losses. They're hidden behind visors and headphones, speaking in a type of cant. Davidoff came to see them differently.
They're NFL coaches for a reason. They are seriously motivating, nurturing, intelligent, kind-hearted, dedicated people.
One day, Rex Ryan approached Davidoff and asked him a question. Ryan knew that Davidoff's father was a distant and troubled figure who battled mental illness. You're expecting a child. Does being a dad worry you, given your own history? The coach wanted to know. What's that like? Davidoff was touched.
You know, a lot of people in my life who know all about my childhood never asked me anything about this, and it was just completely natural for Rex to ask about it. And that might seem like a very personal line of inquiry for somebody who doesn't know you that well, but Rex is completely used to talking to people on the most intimate terms. People reciprocate with that level of comfort, and they become closer to him. And they'll do more for him.
Soon our talk turned to Mike Pettine, the Bills' defensive coordinator, whose team was having its way with the Jets. He was interrupted as a Jets defenseman made a big play.
Dump off. Jackson is caught from behind. It's Sheldon Richardson. He's in the running.
What a beautiful and seductive thing. That's a beautiful play. This guy Richardson is going to be a sensational NFL player.
That was one of the few highlights for the Jets. Though Davidoff has as different a take on loss as he does on the other gladiatorial narratives we've been fed about football. A main reason for football's popularity, he says, is that the sport actually doesn't usually have a happy ending. The coaches and players certainly yearn to win, but they know, or at least they intuit, that loss is more revealing. To reveal was Davidoff's purpose and his accomplishment with this book. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
Coming up, 5 years ago, the small town of Patchogue, New York, was traumatized by a hate crime. A group of teenagers had killed an Ecuadorian immigrant. To this day, it's still unclear what drove the ringleader to murder.
There was no aha moment. I did not get the sense that he had come from a particularly violent or racist home.
Myrta Ojito talks about her new book, Hunting Season, in the next part of All Things Considered from NPR News.